news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Happy Halloween, y'all. 6:05 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings, Dr. Bill's trick-or-treating forecast on the way. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we do have the lights acting up at Dolphin Street and North End. The traffic light's out, so make that a four-way stop. Officers are on the way to try to reset that light. So far, that's the only problem we've got. No accidents. A pretty good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Ford also looking good this morning. Fall is here, so now's the time to stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel, Golf Resort, and Spa in Point Clear. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms, the spa, the new splash and activities lawn at grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warm with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, isolated showers, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Paid political ad by Finley for Circuit Judge.
No political party owns Christian family values. I'm the third generation of my family to raise their right hand to God and swear to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. As a veteran of the U.S. Coast Guard, I've stood so that all in our country would have freedom. As a state prosecutor for Mobile County, I protected our community, and as a municipal court judge for the city of Mobile, I have ensured that the rule of law is followed in our city courts. Experience and integrity matter.
Vote Carlos Finley for Mobile County Circuit Judge, November 6th.
Auburn. Into Whitlow. Booby up the middle. Booby scores.
Texas A&M.
Auburn pins its ears back, and he's dropped.
The Tigers welcome the Aggies for a Western Division showdown.
Set up, steps back to throw on first down. He'll launch it deep down the field. He's got a man, Schwartz. Touchdown!
Coverage begins at 8 a.m. Saturday on your home for Auburn football.
On your official Auburn football station, FM Talk 106.5.
Contests on FM Talk 106.5 are open to persons 18 years of age or older. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited by law. Unless otherwise stated, all prizes must be claimed in person at FM Talk 106.5 studios during regular business hours. All prizes must be claimed within 14 days of winning. No substitution is permitted, and for all prizes with a value over $600, winners must complete a prize claim form. Present a valid social security number and will be issued an IRS form 1099 for the fair market value. Winners are responsible for all applicable title and registration fees and any state, local, and federal taxes. FM Talk 106.5 WAVH, their employees, owners, and agents are not responsible for liabilities arising directly or indirectly from the award or use of the prize. Bigler Broadcasting reserves the right to revise these rules at any time. For a complete copy of the FM Talk 106.5 official contest rules, visit us during regular business hours. 900 Western America Circle, Suite 106, Mobile. The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending. And yet, you must continue the battle against dirt. Now, there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems. Tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord. Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 6:09 FM Talk 106.5 and the Halloween edition of Mobile Mornings. Howdy, y'all. Boo. 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 It's pretty scary. Hey.
Spooky.
There you go. I'm Sean Dalton. Kelly on the way. Also, Dr. Bill with our forecast. Kane with traffic. Speaking of the forecast, right now, 61 heading for a high around 82. This part of the forecast looks all right and looks pretty good come trick-or-treating time tonight. But as we get later on into the evening, pretty big line of thunderstorms heading our way. Dr. Bill has a full discussion of that coming up at 6:35. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. An 87-year-old man has been missing since Tuesday, and now Mobile police need your help. According to police, Elgia Frederick Gordner was last seen wearing a white hat, a blue and white striped button-down shirt, and blue jeans near Inn Road and Tillman's Corner Parkway. That was around mid-morning Tuesday. He's described as a white male, 5 feet 10 inches tall, and weighing about 160 pounds. He may suffer from a condition which impairs his judgment. Mobile police are asking anyone with any information to call 251-208-7211 or call 911. And a startling message on Twitter from the Alabama Lieutenant Governor candidate Will Ainsworth, saying, quote, "God was looking after our family this afternoon. We are on our way to the Huntsville Hospital. Kendall got injured in a gun accident, but is stable and okay. We are thankful it does not appear serious, but covet your prayers while the doctors treat her." That tweet on @WillAinsworthAL. Later in the day, Ainsworth issued a statement saying, quote, "While skeet shooting with our family on Tuesday evening, my wife Kendall was involved in a minor accident and suffered an injury that required staples. Through God's grace and the intercessory prayers of thousands of family members, friends, and supporters, the emergency room doctors who treated her injury predict a full recovery." He goes on to say, "I will be stepping away from the campaign trail for a few days in order to attend to Kendall as she heals." The Ainsworths have 3 young children. Ainsworth is running against Democrat Will Boyd in next week's election, which of course is Tuesday, November the 6th. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This is more than a district. It's been home my entire life. I'm Stephen McNair, and I want to be your next representative for District 97 because it takes real political courage to stand up in the face of a corrupt system that consistently ignores Mobile. It's time to change what we've come to expect out of Montgomery, and I won't back down until we get our fair share. We deserve more, and you deserve a legislator who will fight for us. On November 6th, vote Stephen McNair, and let's get to work. Paid for by McNair for Mobile, P.O. Box 2604, Mobile, Alabama, 36652.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The Democratic candidate for governor of Florida will stop in Pensacola today. Andrew Gillum will speak at 9 this morning at St. John Divine Missionary Baptist Church. At 11, Gillum will attend a rally at Arlene Williams Barbecue on Mobile Highway. The Republican in the race, Ron DeSantis, will be in Pensacola on Saturday alongside President Donald Trump. Trump will rally support for DeSantis at an event at the Pensacola International Airport. Tickets are free. For information on how to get those tickets, find this story on WKRG.com. Uber and Lyft are offering free and discounted rides to the polls on Election Day. Lyft is working with Vote.org and TurboVote to provide discounted rides. Uber is partnering with #VoteTogether and Democracy Works. The National Retail Federation says Americans will spend an average of $86.79 on Halloween this year. That's up 66 cents from last year. Americans as a whole will spend about $2.5 billion on treats. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Land Shark Locker and Margaritaville Tequila present Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band.
Wasted away again in Margaritaville.
One night only at the Wharf Amphitheater, April 23rd. Son of a Sailor Tour.
You got fins to the left, fins to the right, and you're the only bait in
the town. Party continues.
Pie with lettuce and tomato, pie 57 and French fries.
April 23rd, the Wharf Amphitheater.
Hey, good looking. What you got cooking? Here's the say.
Reserve seats on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com, the Wharf box office, or by phone. April 23rd, the Wharf Amphitheater. Don't miss Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Part of the Ceasefire Concert Series.
Bradley Byrne doesn't just talk about conservative values. He fights for them and wins. His bill to repeal Obamacare passed the House, drawing the wrath of Nancy Pelosi and a veto threat from President Obama. Bradley's leading the fight to build President Trump's wall and working to protect your guns and the rights of the unborn. The National Review praised, "Bradley Byrne proves a conservative can rack up legislative wins and quickly. Vote Republican. Vote Bradley Byrne." This message was paid for by Byrne for Congress.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Good morning, quarter after six on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In college football, first playoff rankings of the season were announced Tuesday night, and for the third time in 5 years, the SEC sits at the very top of the first rankings.
As it should be.
Alabama, of course, is that SEC team that sits at the very top, and if the playoffs began today, they would take on the fourth-ranked Notre Dame Fighting Irish in the semifinals. The Clemson Tigers came in at number two in this week's rankings. According to ESPN, Clemson's now been ranked in the top four of every CFP ranking release since 2015.
Wow.
That's a streak of 19 straight rankings where they've been in the top four. And if the playoffs began today, Clemson would face the third-ranked LSU Tigers in the semifinals. Committee Chairman and Oregon Athletic Director Rob Mullins explained why LSU was ranked ahead of Notre Dame in their first rankings.
When you look at LSU's resume, you know, they've got six wins against teams above 500 that include quality wins over Georgia and Mississippi State. They got a great resume. Their only loss is a close loss at Florida. So really impressed with their defense. And overall, their body of work was pretty strong.
These rankings will, of course, look completely different after Saturday when the number one ranked Tide head to Baton Rouge to face the third-ranked Tigers. First two teams out are Michigan at number five and Georgia at number six. Number seven, Oklahoma, is the highest-ranked Big 12 team. Washington State is ranked eighth, the highest of any Pac-12 team. Kentucky comes in at number nine, and Ohio State is 10th. With four SEC teams in the top 10, there are three more in the top 25. Florida's ranked 11th, Mississippi State is 18th, and Texas A&M is 20th. In some surprising news on Tuesday, the University of Maryland's Board of Regents recommended that the school retain head football coach DJ Durkin following a two-month investigation into the culture of the football program. That investigation began after the death of offensive lineman Jordan McNair. McNair suffered heat illness during a team workout on May 29th and died on June 13th. Subsequent media reports described the culture within the program as toxic. The chairman of the Board of Regents, James Brady, said in a news conference yesterday that the board believes Durkin failed to supervise strength and conditioning coach Rick Court, but has been, quote, unfairly blamed for the dysfunction in the athletic department.
We believe that he is a good man and a good coach who is devoted to the well-being of the student athletes under his charge. He's also at the beginning of his coaching career with a great deal of promise and much still to learn. We believe he deserves that opportunity.
Durkin's now expected to be on the sidelines for Maryland on Saturday against Michigan State. University President Wallace Lowe, meanwhile, announced that he will retire in June. The NFL trade deadline passed yesterday, but not before some big names were moved to new teams. The NFC East has been busy. Dallas got it started last week when the Cowboys traded a first-round pick to Oakland for wide receiver Amari Cooper. Yesterday, the defending champion Philadelphia Eagles traded a third-round pick to the Detroit Lions for receiver Golden Tate. The Washington Redskins improved their secondary by sending a fourth-round pick to the Green Bay Packers for safety and former University of Alabama player HaHa Clinton Dix. The undefeated Los Angeles Rams added another former first-round pick to their stacked defense in a trade that sent Jacksonville defensive end Dante Fowler Jr. to L.A. in exchange for a third-round pick in next year's draft and a fifth in the 2020 draft. The Denver Broncos traded veteran wide receiver Demaryius Thomas to the Houston Texans. In return, the Broncos received a fourth-round pick, and the teams swapped seventh-rounders. In the NBA on Tuesday, the Cleveland Cavaliers picked up their first win of the season, beating the Atlanta Hawks 136-114. Kyrie Irving put up 31 points, and the Boston Celtics beat Detroit 108-105. Toronto beat Philadelphia 129-112. The Houston Rockets record fell to 1-5 following a 104-85 loss to Portland. Oklahoma City crushed the LA Clippers 128-110. Memphis beat Washington 107-95. Sacramento beat Orlando 107-99. And Charlotte got the win over Miami 125-113. 6:19 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Where can you find the tools you need to get the job done and get it done right?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you succeed and save money. Do-it-yourselfers and professionals know where to go. Locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Tailgating season is here, and Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warm with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, isolated showers, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The Southern Poverty Law Center tried to get Tom Parker thrown off the Supreme Court for defending marriage, but Parker fought back and beat the Southern Poverty Law Center. It had never happened before. No one had ever beaten the SPLC. No one, until Justice Tom Parker. That made Parker a target of billionaire George Soros. And now, Soros is ready to spend millions to defeat Tom Parker. Not only because Parker beat the Southern Poverty Law Center, but because Tom Parker stands up for what we believe. Strongly pro-life, Tom Parker is a nationally recognized conservative jurist who fights for the Constitution every single day. The Southern Poverty Law Center couldn't stop Justice Tom Parker, and neither will George Soros. Tom Parker, Chief Justice, fair, balanced, unafraid, standing up for what we believe.
Paid for by Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery 36111.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 1065 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 1065. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 1065.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now, 1-800-715-2203. That's 1-800-715-2203.
FM Talk 1065, about 12 minutes away from Dr. Bill's trick-or-treating forecast. There's some spooky weather coming overnight. He'll give us details on the severe weather and what we look like for the weekend, all coming up at around 6:34. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065. We head to our nation's capital this morning. As we now know, the U.S. Supreme Court will not review the case of two men currently on Alabama's death row. The nation's highest court made the announcement of the denials in their weekly order list issued Monday. David Lee Roberts and Tawan Towns were denied requests for the justices to review their cases. No opinion was issued in Roberts' case, but Associate Justice Sonia Sotomayor wrote an opinion in Towns' case, not disagreeing with the court's denial, but out of, quote, deep concern. According to her writing, there were conflicting reports on what instruction the trial court gave the jurors, saying, quote, without the recording, we cannot know what the judge actually said at trial. The second transcript is now the official record of the trial court proceedings, on which this court must rely in evaluating Towns' challenge to his conviction. On that record, I am unable to conclude that Towns' conviction is unconstitutional. She continued on by saying, by fostering uncertainty about the result here, the trial court's actions in this case erode that confidence. That gives me and should give us all great pause. Towns was convicted of capital murder and sentenced to death back in 2011 for the shooting death of Christopher Woods. Woods was killed during a burglary at his home in Dothan. As for Roberts, he is on death row from a 1992 capital murder conviction in Marion County. Did you check your vehicle last night before you went to bed when it comes to if it's locked or not? New numbers will make you want to have to triple check that vehicle, as last year, more than 773,000 motor vehicle thefts happened in the U.S. 24/7 Wall Street used data from the National Insurance Crime Bureau's 2017 Hotspot Vehicle Theft Report to determine the place in each state where your car is most likely to be stolen. For the state of Alabama, that city is Mobile. The vehicle theft rate is 485.6 per 100,000 residents. The top favorite for thieves, the 2017 full-size Chevrolet pickups. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 626 FM Talk 106.5. Let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, they do have a traffic hazard. Dalton Street in North End, the light is out. They've got to reset it, so be careful through there. Make that a four-way stop. So far, we've had accident-free conditions. A good ride northbound 65. If you're heading up for Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland, and across the Bayway and the Causeway, no delays. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage. Your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less. With no cost, two-year, 25,000-mile maintenance at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 626 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Halloween. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill on the way with our forecast. And let's look at this. Ultimate rankings. I like when they put this out. The ultimate rankings. Mm-hmm. There's been contention in this, and this is finally there. Going to be the absolute word on it. That's brobible.com.
Yes, the ultimate rankings website.
Right. There. When you go to the Library of Congress and look for information, brobible.com comes up, and they're rolling out their top candies of all time.
Okay.
Right. So this is one of these stories you roll out on Halloween. Number 10, Hershey's bars. Number 9, Skittles. Number 8, Sour Patch Kids.
I love Sour Patch Kids.
I know you do. Butterfinger, number 7.
Love those.
Nerds, number 6.
Love those.
M&M's, number 5.
I like those a lot.
Kit Kat, number 4.
Those two.
Twix, number 3. Snickers, number 2.
Love them.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, number 1.
Yes, I do love those two.
And there you go.
I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5 this morning. Firefighters responded early this morning to a fire at Checkers on St. Stephen's Road. That call came in around 3 o'clock. The restaurant does not appear to be badly damaged. Police in Foley are investigating a homicide. A maintenance worker at Bay Villa Apartments found the body of 53-year-old Ronald Higginbotham on Tuesday. Investigators have not said how he was killed, but they're hoping neighbors can help them figure out when he was last seen alive.
Maybe going to his car, pulling up, or just talk to a neighbor. Those facts help us in this case of when he was last seen alive.
An employee at a group home charged with beating an autistic man to death pleads not guilty. Bond was set Tuesday at $200,000 for Trent Yates. The victim is 21-year-old Matthew Cox. Prosecutors say Yates was an employee at the group home where the victim lived.
You entrust somebody to a home like this, you expect them to be taken care of, protected, and that was absolutely not what happened here.
For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Kingens Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingin's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Friday morning at 8, it's Football Friday with Phil Savage. Presented by Boyd's Royal Night, Government Boulevard in Mobile. Featuring $8 weekday lunch specials. All the football you can handle. Football Friday on FM Talk 106.5.
I'm a mother, and like most moms, my family is my priority. I'm concerned about our community. I teach my children personal responsibility and the importance of marriage. I feel strongly about the issues facing us today, such as the right to defend myself and my family. I believe a child has a right to life. I believe in smaller government and lower taxes on my family's income. Because of these beliefs, I'll be voting Republican on November 6th.
This message is presented and paid for by the Baldwin County Republican Party.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Audio pings detected in the Java Sea are said to be definitely from the flight data recorder of the Lion Air jetliner. Data from the device could help explain why the new 737 crashed minutes after takeoff from Jakarta, killing all 189 people on board. Correspondent Ivan Watson tells us some blame is being assigned this morning.
The authorities are investigating. They've ordered that the technical director of the low-budget airline be fired, and they've announced that that man is currently under investigation.
The aborted mission of the Russian Soyuz rocket this month with two astronauts, one American, on board failed because of a faulty sensor, according to the Russian Space Agency this morning. The astronauts plummeted back to Earth for a hard landing but survived. The first manned space mission since then may take off December 3rd to the International Space Station. Yesterday's gains on Wall Street may continue today based on stock futures this morning, showing higher numbers across all the major indexes. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Facebook didn't hit it out of the ballpark with its latest quarterly report, but the bar isn't so high these days for the image-battered social networking giant. The company reported a better-than-expected profit, but revenue that was slightly disappointing. Coming 3 months after its stock suffered its worst one-day drop in history, wiping out $119 billion of its market value, the mixed results were perhaps not the redemption Facebook hoped for, but shares rose nearly 3% yesterday and are up almost 4% in pre-market trading this morning. An anesthetic, also used as the club drug Special K, is finding new life as unapproved treatment for severe depression. Clinics have opened around the U.S., promising nearly instant relief with ketamine. Many experts are hopeful because ketamine seems to work much faster than conventional drugs for some patients, but some fear it's being overhyped. Crude oil trading at $66.55 a barrel. Futures on Wall Street are higher. That's Your Money Now.
Don't wait until Black Friday for a great deal on the floor you want. Get a great deal today and get a new floor in time for the holidays at Lumber Liquidators. Get waterproof floors from just 64 cents and best-selling hardwood up to 26% off. Plus, get pre-Black Friday flooring deals like 32% off Bull Barn Oak Laminate. Do it yourself or have us install it for you. Plus, get special financing. Don't wait. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators store or lumberliquidators.com today.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
For 20 years, locally owned and operated Pro Tent Window Tinting has been protecting Mobile area homes, businesses, and vehicles from damaging heat and sun rays. Pro Tent specializes in premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films and offers a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. Blow out your window with a rock while mowing the lawn? It's covered. Angry ex put a golf club through your windshield? It's covered. Pro Tent Window Tinting. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, here we go. It's a warm one yesterday again.
Yeah, 82 yesterday afternoon. Not a record, but certainly well above normal. Right now, the normal high is about 75 degrees. So, yeah, it was quite warm yesterday. But we've got a change coming. It's going to get rather chilly as we get into the weekend, and especially starting out on Friday and through Saturday. We're going to see temperatures drop below normal. Now, today, look for partly cloudy skies, about 82 this afternoon. Clouds will be increasing tonight, and there's a slight chance we could see a shower tonight, especially after midnight. The low tonight will be in the low 70s. And then tomorrow, a cold front, a strong cold front that's now over Arkansas, will be moving into our area tomorrow afternoon into the early evening hours. And it will be preceded and accompanied by showers and thunderstorms, and some of those thunderstorms could be severe. And so we'll see showers tomorrow morning and showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and into the very early evening. The high tomorrow only in the mid-70s, and then things start to improve tomorrow night, and then on Friday it'll be mostly sunny and a high of only 65.
Wow.
Quite a change. Friday night, down into the mid-40s, and then for the weekend, looks good. Mostly sunny skies for Saturday, about 72 degrees. And then on Sunday, mostly sunny and around 75. Clouds will be coming in late in the day on Sunday, and we could see some showers Sunday night and into Monday. So looks like the weekend pretty good, especially Saturday, and with those temperatures in the low 70s.
Not exactly frost on the pumpkin, but still a change from where we've been the last few days.
Yeah, that's right. Normal temperature now for the nighttime readings is about 53. So if we get down into the mid-40s, that's below normal for this time of the year.
All right. The last couple of days you've been talking about a hurricane in the Atlantic. What's going on?
Yeah, Hurricane Oscar, still a hurricane, winds of about 75 miles per hour. Yesterday it was over 100. It is moving now to the northeast rather rapidly at 22 miles per hour. And it's going to lose intensity now as it's over cooler waters, and the conditions are not as favorable now for any kind of strengthening, so we expect it to weaken. And eventually by the end of the weekend, it will lose its tropical characteristics, but still be a significant storm as it moves between Iceland and the British Isles.
I bet you make some rough seas there in the North Atlantic.
Yeah, indeed. So that's the eighth hurricane that we've had this year. There's been 15 named storms, and eight of them have reached hurricane intensity.
I remember earlier in the season, so when they came out with the predicted number of storms, and it sat there for a while, and then we got to midsummer, and the Atlantic was, a degree or two cooler than normal. People say, look, they got it all wrong. But they're getting a little closer to being on the mark.
Yeah, the total number of storms is pretty close, but of course the season was certainly delayed. And but when it warmed up in the Atlantic, things really got going, and we've had a very active second half of the season.
Indeed. All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams also keeping his eye on the tropics all hurricane season long. 638, let's check the ride in. Here's traffic with Kane.
From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department there at the airport and university also got a broke-down vehicle in the intersection of Longmeadow and Knollwood, and we've had issues with the lights again. They've reset them more than once at Dolphin and North End. Steady ride across the Bayway and the Causeway with no other delays. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs at 776-1006. And I'm Kane with you at the Talk 106.5 Traffic.
I'm Brandi Hambright, Republican candidate for Circuit Court Judge. I believe in a mobile that's safe for all families. That's why I'm endorsed by local law enforcement, the Police Benevolent Association, and retired presiding judge Charlie Graddick. With your vote on November 6th, we will keep dignity, respect, and fairness in the courtroom. I am ready to bring my honest, conservative values to the bench. On November 6th, please vote Republican Brandi Hambright to keep our court conservative.
Paid for by committee to elect Brandi Hambright. P.O. Box 1901, Mobile, Alabama, 36633.
Proving that, in fact, we all can't just get along.
You need to have your ticket punched, Feinbaum. I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
So, would you say I would have the right to defend myself?
Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
You know, that would be... I should have learned that one. I need to go sit down at the keyboard or piano and learn that.
The Addams Family theme.
I can... With the piano training that was given to me when I was young, I can still play the theme from Axel F.
Yes.
That's about the only thing I can play.
I remember you played that.
That's right, because it's the only song. If there's a piano around, I'll sit down and play dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. That's about it.
My specialty is the first couple lines of The Entertainer. I can do that.
It's pretty cool, too.
Yeah, thanks.
You have a little something in your repertoire to make people think you actually know how to play the piano when you really don't. But yeah, if you could sit down and rock out the Addams Family theme, I think that would be a bar pleaser.
Yeah, you'll have everybody snapping in no time.
That's right. Very good. 641 FM Talk 106.5. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The new Gallup Weekly Approval Ratings Tracker has crunched new numbers and says President Donald Trump's approval rating dropped 4 points in 1 week. Right now, the president's approval rating is at 40%. That's down from 44% the week prior. The president's disapproval rating is at 54%. That's up from 50%, according to the poll. Mr. Trump's approval rating has never topped 45% in the Gallup poll and only reached that level twice, once just before he took office in January of 2016 and then again in June of 2018. The president remains very popular among members of his own party, with 89% of Republicans saying they approve of the job that Mr. Trump is doing. Only 7% of Democrats say that they approve of the president. Mr. Trump's approval rating among independent voters was 38%. Interesting to note these numbers, as President Trump's approval ratings were higher in the South and Midwest at 49% and 47%. In the East and in the West, it's 37% and 35%. 1,500 people participated in this poll. Do you take your kids trick-or-treating when it's a weeknight? A new petition addressed to President Donald Trump is working to change that if you'd rather celebrate Halloween on the weekend. The Halloween and Costume Association is leading efforts to officially move the Halloween celebration to the last Saturday in October of every year. The association posted a petition on change.org calling for the holiday to be moved from October 31st to a new date, saying, quote, "It's time for a safer, longer, stress-free celebration. Let's move Halloween to the last Saturday of October." The association cites several statistics as reasons for why we should move the date, including 3,800 reports of Halloween-related injuries each year. So far, the petition has a goal of 35,000 signatures, and they've garnered more than 33,190. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
And I hope they fail so big time on that one. By the way, I'm just pushing. Y'all know that I'm watching that change.org petition to change Halloween to the last Saturday of the month. And we need to do something as a group here to stop that. You know, they want to change it. I want to point out that Halloween's got like 2,000 years of history of being the last day of October. And it has now, in the last 1,000 years or 800 years, has a relevance with the Christian calendar as well. So let's keep it on the 31st. All right, 6:43, be right back.
Welcome to Professional Collision. How can I...
So my baby here's got dings all over the place, and I need her to look real good, like real good. You know what I'm saying? Like real good. And I need her before this weekend, and I'm not made of money. And are you listening to me?
It's okay, sir. We got this.
From the moment you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. Our certified expert technicians will be completely transparent through the whole repair process, and will never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations along the Gulf Coast. Visit us online to find out more.
Year after year, our elected officials promise to improve education, and year after year, nothing happens. If things are ever going to change, it's going to take passion and bold action. I'm Stephen McNair. And as a Murphy High School graduate, I believe in our public schools. I'll fight to make education funding a priority. We must have more resources in the classroom, and it's time we finally have an education lottery in Alabama. On November 6th, stand up for our children's future and vote Stephen McNair to be your next representative. Paid for by McNair for Mobile, P.O. Box 2604, Mobile, Alabama, 36652.
Fall is finally here, and so are the delicious fall flavors from Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream. Choose from pumpkin spice, candy corn, southern cinnamon pecan, carrot cake, German chocolate cake, and banana nut bread homemade ice cream. And making its first seasonal debut, sweet potato ice cream. Get some today. Can't decide? Try them all. Celebrate the season and treat yourself to your favorite fall flavor. Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream on the corner of Old Shell and Florida Street. 49 years and still dipping.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The Democratic candidate for governor of Florida will stop in Pensacola today. Andrew Gillum will speak at 9 this morning at St. John Divine Missionary Baptist Church. At 11, Gillum will attend a rally at Arlene Williams Barbecue on Mobile Highway. The Republican in the race, Ron DeSantis, will be in Pensacola on Saturday alongside President Donald Trump. Trump will rally support for DeSantis at an event at the Pensacola International Airport. Tickets are free. For information on how to get those tickets, find this story on WKRG.com. Uber and Lyft are offering free and discounted rides to the polls on Election Day. Lyft is working with Vote.org and TurboVote to provide discounted rides. Uber is partnering with hashtag Vote Together and Democracy Works. The National Retail Federation says Americans will spend an average of $86.79 on Halloween this year. That's up 66 cents from last year. Americans as a whole will spend about $2.5 billion on treats. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
It's amazing how quickly things change. Now it seems like my kids take care of me more than I do of them. I know they worry, but I want them to know they don't have to do it alone and that Kindred can help.
Kindred nurses and therapists help manage conditions like heart failure, COPD, and diabetes. For questions about rehabilitation, home health, or care after a hospital stay, call 1-866-KINDRED and a registered nurse can walk you through care options that best fit your needs. Call 1-866-KINDRED.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 646 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In college football, first playoff rankings of the season were announced last night. Sean's happy because for the third time in 5 years, the SEC sits at the very top of the first rankings.
As it should be.
And that team that sits there at the top, well, you already know the answer. Alabama is the SEC team sitting at the very top of the poll. And if the playoffs began today, they would take on the fourth-ranked Notre Dame Fighting Irish in the semifinals. The Clemson Tigers came in at number 2 in this week's rankings. According to ESPN, Clemson's now been ranked in the top 4 of every CFP ranking release since 2015. That's a streak of 19 straight. And if the playoffs began today, Clemson would face the third-ranked LSU Tigers in the semifinals. Committee Chairman and Oregon Athletic Director Rob Mullins explained why the committee has LSU ranked ahead of Notre Dame in their first rankings.
When you look at LSU's resume, you know, they've got 6 wins against teams above 500 that include quality wins over Georgia and Mississippi State. You know, they got a great resume. Their only loss is a close loss at Florida. So really impressed with their defense. And you know, overall, their body of work was pretty strong.
These rankings will, of course, look completely different after Saturday when the number 1 ranked Tide head to Baton Rouge to face the 3rd ranked Tigers. The first 2 teams out right now are Michigan at number 5 and Georgia at number 6. Number 7 ranked Oklahoma is the highest ranked Big 12 team. Washington State is ranked 8th. That's the highest of any Pac-12 team. Kentucky comes in at number 9 and Ohio State is 10th. With 4 SEC teams in the top 10, there are 3 more in the top 25. Florida is ranked 11th, Mississippi State is 18th, and Texas A&M comes in at number 20. It's some surprising news Tuesday. The University of Maryland's Board of Regents recommended that the school retain head football coach DJ Durkin following a 2-month investigation into the culture of the football program. That investigation began after the death of offensive lineman Jordan McNair. McNair suffered heat illness during a team workout on May 29th and died on June 13th. Subsequent media reports described the culture within the program as toxic. The chairman of the Board of Regents, James Brady, said in a news conference yesterday that the board believes Durkin failed to supervise strength and conditioning coach Rick Court, but has been, quote, unfairly blamed for the dysfunction in the athletic department.
We believe that he is a good man
and a good coach who is devoted to the well-being of the student athletes under his charge. He is also at the beginning of his coaching career with a great deal of promise and much still to learn. We believe he deserves that opportunity.
Durkin's now expected to be on the sidelines for Maryland on Saturday against Michigan State. University President Wallace Lowe, meanwhile, announced that he will retire in June. The NFL trade deadline passed Tuesday, but not before some big names were moved to new teams. The NFC East has been busy. Dallas got it started last week when the Cowboys traded a first-round pick to Oakland for wide receiver Amari Cooper. Yesterday, the defending champion Philadelphia Eagles traded a third-round pick to the Detroit Lions for wide receiver Golden Tate. The Washington Redskins improved their secondary by sending a fourth-round pick to the Green Bay Packers for safety and former University of Alabama player Ha-Ha Clinton Dix. The undefeated Los Angeles Rams added another former first-round pick to their stacked defense in a trade that sent Jacksonville defensive end Dante Fowler Jr. to L.A. in exchange for a third-round pick in next year's draft and a fifth in the 2020 draft. The Denver Broncos traded veteran wide receiver Demaryius Thomas to the Houston Texans. In return, the Broncos received a fourth-round pick and the teams swapped seventh-rounders. 10 minutes till 7 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lagniappe Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7, featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be warm with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, isolated showers, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Joe Faust has always put the people of Baldwin County over politics. He reduced property taxes for the elderly and aggressively fought to achieve coastal insurance reform. You know, District 94 faces some unique challenges, but Joe always meets them head on. On November 6th, re-elect Joe Faust, a trusted conservative voice for Baldwin County. Paid for by Friends of Joe Faust, 20452 Beecher Street, Fairhope, Alabama, 36533.
Open the window of savings with Window World Windows, starting at just $189 for a white vinyl, double-hung, double-paned insulated window. Single-paned windows rob your wallet of hundreds of dollars every year. And with Window World's exclusive lifetime warranty on parts and labor, it makes sense to replace those windows. And be sure to ask about our form-fitted insulated siding as well. Start saving. Find out more online at windowworld.com. That's windowworld.com.
Good morning for the Canes WarriorKids.com Traffic Center. Still got the traffic hazard down at Dolphin and North Ann Street. Traffic lights been acting up as we're wrapping up an accident at Airport and University and a broke down vehicle at the intersection of Longmeadow and Knollwood. Celebrate Halloween with Papa Murphy's. Entertain your little goblins with their jack-o'-lantern pizza, their pumpkin-shaped cheese and pepperoni for only $9. Available now at Papa Murphy's. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
All right, 6:52, FM Talk 106.5. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Great news on the job front, as steelmaker SSAB has announced plans to invest up to $100 million in its plant in Axis, Alabama. According to information released by the company, they say they, quote, intend to increase production capacity for high-strength, value-added steels, including quenched and tempered steels, while increasing operational efficiency and reducing raw material materials costs. The work will be done between 2019 and 2020 and could create up to 50 jobs, quote, depending on the timing, priority, and scope of investments. The company right now employs about 600 people at the Axis Mill. Chuck Schmidt is the president of SSAB Americas and says, quote, we have a long history of successful investment in Alabama, all with great cooperation and partnership with state, county, and local agencies. It's a track record of success, and we aim to continue the partnership. With these new investments, we have a unique opportunity now to work with local and state-level officials to build upon our success even further. If you love shopping at Walmart, but you dread going to the checkout line, well, now the checkout line can greet you elsewhere in the store. New program called Checkout With Me will allow shoppers to pay for their items directly with Walmart associates who will be stationed around the store. Those employees will be in the busiest areas of the store, and they will have handheld devices which can process your payments. Customers will be provided with either paper or electronic receipts. The program will be in place just in time for Black Friday. The nation's largest retailer is also offering new digital store maps on the Walmart app and a redesigned Walmart.com, plus new free two-day shipping from its online marketplace sellers. And that sound you hear? Well, that's the holidays fast approaching. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
654 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile mornings on this Halloween. Hope you're ready for tonight. Whether you're out getting the treats or doling out the treats. We do both in our house, so take the kids on the trick-or-treating route, but then we're running the operation back at the house, too. Mm. So I don't know, probably a net even on amount of candy. What we get, no, we'll probably lose, actually, what we give out versus what the kids bring back in. And I may be teaching my children a little bit about taxation as they come in, and I teach them a little bit about the freight, what it means to store your candy in their parents' house. Yes, they live there, but it's our house, and they live there. So, I mean, if I take a cut of the action, I mean, Tony Soprano didn't want to take all your money.
No.
And just to wet his beak. A little cut of the action. I tell the kids, you know, I'm sorry, but this is the cost of living in this house. Here, what you got there? Give me the Snicker. Give it.
And you protect them, too. I mean, without your protection where
racket
would they be?
That's right, a protection racket from Dad. And, you know, it may cost you a little bit of candy.
I think we started with about 20 bags. We have a bunch of bags of candy. But I've knocked that down to about 18.
So you're dealing with what I think most people do. You get the candy. It's almost like Christmas shopping. People go out Christmas shopping, and they end up buying things for themselves while they're doing their Christmas shopping, correct?
Correct.
Is that fair?
Okay. Oh, yeah, for sure.
So candy shopping for Halloween. You buy candy. You're kind of buying mostly what you like, and you're going to take a little cut of your own action there before you get started, you know, and say, listen, this bowl is only so big, and I don't want it to overflow and fall out, so I need
safety
to take that.
Yeah, safety reasons.
It is for safety
and I
reasons
did put the candy as far away as possible so that I'd be less likely to go get it. It just ends up, I'm walking across the house a lot more.
Well, that's good exercise.
Yeah, I'm sure I'm burning all the calories that I'm eating.
Excellent exercise. All right, 657 FM Talk 106.5. And yesterday, Twitter went into a battle royale over candy corn.
Really?
It was like National Candy Corn Day. Yes, that's a thing. And because everything's a day. You can make, you know what, if you want to name something, you know, people name Dalton Day, today is that day.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so
let's
your day.
Let's celebrate that.
But yeah, National Candy Corn Day had a raging debate on Twitter. So my wife was involved in the battle there on defending candy corn. Even though she's not a big fan, she knows I am. So she kind of came to candy corn's defense.
That's nice of her.
I mean, it's... Yeah, I like the candy corn, which, by the way, I'm doing good. I've not had any sampling of any Halloween candy. No candy corn, nothing.
Great job.
But the day is young. But, yeah, I like to eat the candy corn, but more often I use them to make fangs.
They are great fangs. Were you paid by Big Candy Corn to come
big
out
candy
this morning and say that?
Right. I'm in the pocket of Big Candy, or they're in my pocket. Hour number two of Mobile Mornings on the way next.